Hey, everybody, we are GFBS for Grand Forks Best Source. Welcome to a Dirty Thursday brought to you by the River City Speedway. And we have got quite the guest today, man. This dude has been on a roll. Tyler Peterson, modified driver on Dirty Thursday. Which, by the way, is brought to you by Northwest Tire. In fact, you've only got a couple of days left. The big buy three, get one free with a Northwest Tire credit card sale going on. Or you can buy seven truck tires and get one free. It's going on the rest of the month of July. Got to have that Northwest Tire credit card. They're open 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday. Need some new tires? That's where I put my tires on my truck from Northwest Tire. Call them up. 780-TIRE, 780-8473. And again, big shout out going out to Chad, Northwest Tire. And speaking of Chad, the other half of the Bullring boys, not going to make it today. That's all right. Any questions or comments for Tyler Peterson? Our number, 701-213-0863. Feel free to text or call. Easy to do. Before we get too much further into the show, we got to do it. Time for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. So this guy gets pulled over. He was speeding and clearly stoned. Police officer says, "How high are you?" The man replies, "No, officer, it's hi, how are you?" Did you even hear that joke, Tyler? Oh, there you go. Did you hear that joke?
I giggled to myself, yes.
Okay, good, good. At least I got a little bit of a giggle out of here. We're going to get right back to you, but first, let's quickly do this. We got to go through some track schedules here tonight. Norman County Raceway in Ada, the Sanders Stock Car Challenge, the NLRA late models are going to be there along with the weekly classes. Tomorrow night here at the world-famous legendary Bullring River City Speedway, what do we got going on? Premier Racing Series, Lightning Sprints, Wasota Race of Champions Qualifier. No All-Law Sprints will be here tomorrow night as they're heading out west. Saturday, Devil's Lake Speedway, the big Cliff Reeves Street Stock Special, $1,400 to win, plus the Professional Dirt Series and the Trophy Class. Saturday up in Greenbush Race Park, the Olson Cup, Lightning Sprints, Mods, Streets, Midwest Mods, Pure Stocks, and Four Cylinders. And to wrap up a busy weekend of racing over at Buffalo River Speedway in Glendon, Hobby Stock Shootout. They've got IMCA Hobby Stock, Short Trackers, the IMCA Sport Mods, the Modifieds, and the Minn Kota Lightning Sprints. All going to be there. Another great weekend of racing. Just, you know what, pick a track, pick one, and go check it out. And all right, let's welcome him. Tyler Peterson, man, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And again, I know you're a busy dude. You've been working ever since we hooked up here on Zoom, and glad that you took a little bit of time out of your busy schedule. But man, you had quite the week here recently. Tell us about this last week of racing for you.
Yeah, I definitely didn't expect to come in the weekend and win four of them. I knew I had a good chance at all the tracks because they're all small little bull rings, and eight is not a bull ring, but I grew up racing there, so I figured we could run all right. That was wasn't the greatest night with the whole lap car thing, and I'll admit I got a gift, and probably shouldn't have won that one, but we did, and then we came into Grand Forks and took the eighth row challenge, started 16th, and of all places that I knew I could win from the back, it was my favorite racetrack in the country, River City Speedway, and ended up getting the win, and then drew the pole on Saturday and Sunday in Greenbush and Bemidji and got two more wins, so it's one of those weekends you don't expect to happen, but it fell into our hands.
You know, when it came to that, go back to the eighth row and start 16th challenge here at River City Speedway, you kind of heat and hot about that a little bit. You know, it's not easy to come from back there, but you finally made the decision. It was probably worth it because you made a little extra money, but how hard was it to take that challenge?
Oh, hold on. I lost that.
Okay.
There you go. I got you.
Okay. How hard was it to take the challenge here at River City Speedway? Because I know when you were down on stage, and it didn't seem like you really wanted to. We had a little bit of people probably, you know, in your ear saying, come on, dude, you got to do it. But you did take the challenge. You did win the extra money. But how hard was it for you to start back that far to try to win that extra money?
It it's hard, you know. It wasn't because I didn't think I could do it. It was more or less because we're national points racing. And, I mean, the further back you start, obviously anything can happen, whether getting in a wreck or, I mean, we blew a motor coming to the checkered on Thursday night, so it doesn't take much to screw up your night. But, yeah, the extra $1,100, I was like, you know what, we'll put on a show, I guess. Win or lose, it'll be a fun night. So it worked out. We got out there, and the track was a lot stickier than I thought it would be. Mods are used to racing on a more of a slick surface, and we got out there, and she was pretty well wide open. But had a couple cautions help us, and, yeah, it worked out.
You know, nowadays it seems like, Tyler, a lot of these guys, when they're offered that challenge of something like that, some guys will say no because they say it's so hard on the equipment to try to get through all that traffic. Does that ever come into thought for you? It's more like, no, you know, I need to save my equipment. I still got a couple more nights of racing this weekend.
It definitely does. That's what I was most worried about, I guess. I knew I could get through the field as long as I just kept my nose clean. And, yeah, that's the hardest part. Especially when I go back to the hole, it was like wide open thing. That puts a lot of heat on your motor when you're going wide open for, well, it was 40 laps. Mm-hmm. So we just changed motors, like I said, from the night before. So of course I got this new motor in there, and she just pegged 7,800 racetrack the whole time. So
now
I'm just trying to take it as easy as I could.
Right. Now you mentioned, you know, national points, you're running obviously this year, but how are you sitting right now?
I think we're in like fourth or something, but the way Wasota works, it's your best 30. You can race as many shows as you want. You can race 100, but they take your best 30. So we're only at 26 shows, I believe, right now. So once we get to 30, we'll start throwing our bad ones and you start adding in your good shows, and that's when the heat picks up. So we got to get to 31st, but we're sitting in fourth right now, and I believe we might be in third when it updates today. I'm not sure.
Now,
I don't even want to look at it. It's too early.
Right. You know, momentum is everything in this world of racing, and right now you have got a ton of momentum. You've got to feel pretty good about this national points chase.
Yeah, you do. And then you got James Zabrowski, who's the absolute goat of the modifieds, and he'll sneak right up on you. Last year we had to chase him down, and right now, we've had an outstanding year so far. We have 15 wins already, but we're just riding the wave. You know, waves crash eventually, so you just got to take it in strides and do the best you can each week.
You know, 15 wins this year so far. A lot of drivers that have driven for many, many years don't get 15 wins in their career. You are on a roll.
Yeah, I guess I got awesome tracks that they get to race at every week, so that helps. I'm a turn and burn little track kind of guy. We struggle a little bit when we get on big tracks, but we just got a win from 12th in Fergus Falls against the best of the best. So our car's just good right now. It's like I can't do anything wrong with it. So it's got to keep it clean and hopefully not wreck it, because that'll put a damper on that.
You know, you grew up idolizing a lot of people that you are now racing against. And I would imagine now a lot of these guys, after you've been kicking their ass for the last year here or so, how many of these guys now are coming up and being a little more friendly to you, maybe taking a little peek at your car while it's sitting in the pits?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, we don't do anything special. Like, I don't sit there and cover up my car. You can come look at it. I guess it's what I do. I just drive really hard, I guess. That's what I tell everybody. It's the car's at a neutral spot where if it's slick or if it's tacky, we don't change anything. If you come look at us at intermission, we'll sit there and eat a hot dog. You know, there's people overthink these setups a lot of the times. Obviously, if it gets super slick and you want traction, you can adjust for that. But I mean, if you get too much, your car's all tight and you can't drive it anymore. So we really don't adjust too much. And it's just, I just drive it. That's really all we do.
You know, how did you get your start in dirt track racing? Were you a go-kart kid? Were you a street stalker, motorcycles? How'd you get your start?
No, I didn't do any of that. My dad helped Barry Robertson back in the 90s, and then he started owning Super Stocks at Corky Thomas, who's my mentor. Corky raced for my dad for years in the Supers, and then before he sold everything, he asked me if I wanted to race B-Mods, and I said, absolutely, and did that for about 5 years and made the jump to the modifieds. So, yeah, the go-kart thing never happened. I did it one time and got lapped, and that was good enough for me. So,
you know, I can remember years ago, River City Speedway, you were running a B-Mod, Midwest Modified then, and you had won here. And I remember interviewing you down in RideLCar.com Victory Lane. You were just a kid then, and I was so impressed with you until you told me, I don't even think we were on mic anymore, but you told me, you know what, I don't know if I'll be running B-Mods much. I'm probably going to jump up, and you probably won't see me here very often. And I was pissed, to be honest with you, because I thought, this kid has got it going on, but obviously you made the right choice.
Yeah, it sucks when, because they don't race modifieds weekly there. And I knew when we made the jump to modifieds, that was going to put a damper on being able to race Grand Forks every week. So that did suck. But yeah, I'm glad we made the jump to the A-Mods. Probably the best choice we ever made. We've talked about moving to the late models, but I drove Donnie's late model a few times last year, and I don't really know if I could ever get the hang of them things, because they got to be so perfect. They're temperamental cars, and if they're off a little bit, you can't just muscle them. Where a modified, you can throw that thing around there and pretty much make it work. So I like doing the mod thing. We'll probably just keep doing this for a while.
Now, the people that don't really know the difference between a Midwest modified and a mod like you drive, which we, a lot of us, will call an A-Mod, explain what the difference is between the two cars.
B-Mods are a three-link suspension and have smaller motors. Modifieds are bigger motors. We got a 6-inch spoiler, 4-link suspension. Yeah, they're just...
What about bigger tires? They any different?
No, tire. All the Wasota classes, Street Sox, B-Mods, A-Mods, all run the same tires. So.
Okay, okay. Now I wanted to ask you, the number one TPO, obviously the TPO is there, but... pretty ballsy when you first get into racing to go with number one. How did you pick that number?
The one, I just kind of like the number one. And then the TPO part, which a lot of people still don't know what that is. If you don't like me, people call me Take People Out, which whatever. So be it. So, but that's not what it stands for. It stands for Tyler Peterson Outdoors. Before I was racing, we'd go hunting and fishing all the time, which I still do. But when I was a kid, I'd bring a video camera with and film the whole thing like I had my own little outdoor show. So my neighbor nicknamed me TPO for Tyler Peterson Outdoors. And just to make the one a little different, we threw it in the number and we got one TPO.
Oh, wow. That works. I didn't know you were such an avid outdoorsman. By the way, if you ever get a chance, come on up. We'll go out in the river and I'll take you catfishing. That'd be fun.
I see your pictures. That would be a good time.
We're going to take just a quick little break here. Just hold on a minute. Tyler Peterson, the mod driver who has just taken this whole area by storm this summer, that is for sure, on a Dirty Thursday brought to you by River City Speedway. But right now I want to talk about Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Life is fast. Everything's got to be done right now, including oil changes. A lot of people will blow them off because they think, well, I don't want to spend half my day getting an oil change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, I go in and out of there. I'm usually done in about 15, 20 minutes. They do tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations and batteries. When you get your oil change, they check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, your cabin air filter, all your fluids. If you are a fleet owner, you'll get a discount. If you're in the military, you get a discount. They can text and email invoices and coupons. And if you mention Grand Forks Best Source, when you get your oil change, they're going to knock $10 off your oil change, all right? They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available if you live in Grand Forks, too. What a great deal. Valvoline Instant Oil Change for a complete oil change and more. They're at 3325 South 38th Street. You can call them up, 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Tyler Peterson. On a Dirty Thursday brought to you by River City Speedway. Are you guys going to make it up to, I don't have the schedule in front of you, but are you guys going to be here at the Bull Ring again this year or not?
Yeah, I think it'd be August 5th. It's not this Friday, but the next they have modifieds, which I did not know about until Dave Rosenthal told me last week that we're racing. So we'll be there, not this Friday, but next, and then all three nights of the sites, which I'm absolutely jacked for because it's actually a big show for the modifieds now, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
So when you come up for the John Sites, do you stay here the whole time you're up? You camp in the pits, or how do you work that out?
Thursdays, I usually come back and work on Friday, but then Friday we'll stay over and hang out, and then Saturday is the big show, obviously. So, yeah, we'll stay up there at least one day, but who knows? Maybe this year we'll take Thursday off, too. We'll see.
All right, now, if you're up at a three-day show like this, and say that you do stay the whole time, what's it like in the pits at the end of the night? I don't know if you're one of those guys that thinks really hard about, well, I've got to race again tomorrow. I am here to try to win some money. But do you guys cut her loose pretty good in the pits at the end of the night?
I can tell you my crew does. They absolutely do. I really don't. I don't drink beer at all. I can't stand it. So I don't really drink much, like, ever. So I don't party, but I hang out with everybody. And everybody else sure has a good time. So it's definitely an awesome race. It's one that everybody should get up to. I hound all my friends from central Minnesota to get up here and experience it because there's nothing like it.
Now, you had mentioned River City Speedway. You kind of took an inkling to this track, didn't you?
Yeah, that's where I cut my teeth. I remember in my second year race in B-Mods, we won my first John Sykes Memorial race right up on the cushion. That's when the track had more banking than it does now. And, man, I was terrified back when I was, oh, man, I would have been like 16.
Yeah, you were young.
16 years old, ripping the lip. And I was like, this is great. But I was terrified. I can still remember the last lap. Like, don't blow it off the edge. Don't blow it off the edge. And, yeah, that was the first one we ever won, and we've had a lot of success at that race over the years.
You know, when you talk about going over the edge, yeah, they reconformed River City Speedway a little bit. But do you prefer having open corners like that, or do you like riding right up alongside a concrete wall?
I have this pipe dream where I wish Grand Forks had a big wall and a cage overhanging the racetrack, because I think it would just, the aesthetic would be awesome. But I do like racetracks that have walls, but Grand Forks, oh man, there could be some wicked wrecks there if you couldn't just bail off the top. So who knows? I think they're fine with what they got.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, you this past winter, you hit the road quite often, didn't you?
This winter, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to we went to the Dome race in St. Louis and got lucky and won that deal somehow. And then we went to Vado, New Mexico for the Wild West Shootout and had, I think, like 3 second place runs. And we were super consistent. And then we went to Kansas in March for the King of America and got third one night with the USMTS. And, yeah, it was a pretty good winter racing.
You know, I tried to get you on this past winter, and every time I try to hook up with you, you were going somewhere else racing, and that's great that the guys from up here can do that. Now, you had mentioned, Tyler, a little bit about possibly, I know you ran some laps in Donnie Schatz's car, his late model. If you weren't running this A-Mod and you don't want to run a late model, is there any other kind of car that tickles your fancy? It doesn't have to be on dirt, but is there anything else you've ever thought about jumping into?
Nah, pavement's not really my style. I got a guy at work that hounds me about drifting all the time. I'm like, that's just not my cup of tea. if I was to do anything, we'd race late models and we'd get it figured out. But they're just a little, like, just comparing it to the mod, they're different in how they steer and how they react. So it'd just be a late model. I just have to figure it out.
You know, I might get a little backlash for this, Tyler, and hopefully the guy that is into the drifting isn't standing right there by your computer. But in my opinion, I don't even consider drifting really racing.
I don't either, but I don't have the heart to tell them that. Like, I think it's really lame, but that's just me.
I mean, especially with the cost of tires now. I mean, oh my gosh. Well, I would imagine you guys probably replace them as much as they do, but I don't know. It just seems like you could do burnouts in Victory Lane or in front of your house, but I just don't really get it. And I'm the kind of guy, if I see three kids racing tricycles around a couple of orange cones, I'm going to stop and watch. But I just haven't got into the drifting thing.
Yeah, I don't know. They definitely spend money on tires. Our tires are actually good. I'll run my right rear tire like multiple nights after a feature. So, I mean, we have the best. Wasoda's got the best racing tire there is. There's no argument. Anybody that argues that has never raced on more than two tires. Mm-hmm. It's the best. It refires. The American Racer's okay, but you got to put an hour of work into it. You got to groove it and sipe it. And UMP's got super sticky tires that are destroyed after a feature. So, and IMCA's got rock hard hockey pucks that don't refire. So, yeah, I think we got the best tire there is. But, yeah, those drift guys, they sure burn them up for sure.
Now, would you mention the phrase refire? What do you mean by that?
Well, when you go out there and your right rear sticks, and then you go out there the next time and it just slides, that means it didn't refire. There's okay. No grip left in it. You heat cycle it too much. Our tires seem to, I mean, they refire and they stick quite often, you know. But you know immediately when a tire's junk, because you go out there and if it's slick, a new tire will stick to the racetrack. And then if you put on a piece of junk, it's just going to, you'll be sliding all the way across it. So
sure. So what's the schedule look like for the rest of the year for Tyler Peterson?
So obviously anytime Grand Forks races will be there, which is four more times. We only really got August left and then the specials hit in September. So, it'll be Greenbush weekly when they have us. because I love racing there. They got an awesome facility. I just wish it wasn't 3 hours away.
Yeah.
Watertown, and yeah, that's pretty much it. We'll just keep racing hard until specials roll around.
You know, as your wins keep getting bigger and bigger all the time, have you got a biggest win or your favorite night ever on a racetrack?
Yeah, it was winning the Gateway Dirt Nationals back in December. It's a huge event that thousands upon thousands of people attend and watch online. So that was that one I would say put me on the map more than anything, and like my Facebook went wild when we won that. So it was nuts.
So now you talk about your Facebook and putting you on the map. Now, when you show up out west or whatever at some of these winter races, no longer is like, who's the one TPO? People know who you are now, and that's got to have a kind of a good feeling for you.
Yeah, it is cool. We started racing BMOS just at our local tracks around here, and we've kind of grown the TPO brand, I guess you could say. And I've met a lot of awesome people. Like, just for example, Gordy Gundaker races World Outlaw late models, and me and him are buddies. He's awesome dude, and just guys like that. I mean, there's people all over the country we've met, and just one big happy family.
And, you know, they say that all the time about racing, how it's a family. And you know what? You get in the pits, you might have something going on with somebody on the track. But are you one of those guys, do you kind of hold a grudge, or are you a guy that'll go talk about it afterwards and kind of smooth things out or not?
No, I'll smooth it over with anybody that wants to have it smooth over. But if you're going to sit and whine about it and not get over it, I'm not going to give you my time of day. Like, for example, last Thursday, NADA, I ran into a lap car, and the guy I ran into is the nicest guy out there. And I went over and apologized to him for 10 minutes because we're not out there to wreck people on purpose. And
sure.
I got into him, hit him to the chin, and went and apologized. And there are certain people who just can't seem to get over that. So, but Jerome was just fine with it, and we moved on, and we're still buddies. But yeah, there's some people that can really learn how to move on from things and can't seem to.
Now, is there anybody that you don't have to say any names now, Tyler? Is there anybody that hasn't moved on and say, for example, there's no way in hell I'm going to park my hauler next to this guy?
Yeah, he knows exactly who it is. And he'll see. So, big thing last week because they were on Facebook whining about that incident in Ada, and they weren't even there racing, and they were still whining about it. So, people like that, I don't have time for.
All right. Great answer. I like that. We talked about your biggest win, Tyler. How about have you had one of those wrecks where you thought, oh, man, what the hell am I doing this for?
Yeah, we were in Fergus Falls. It'd be probably my first year racing. And when you come out of four there, the wall kind of – so there's you come onto the racetrack in four. Have you ever been to Fergus Falls?
Yep.
Thing in four where you come on the racetrack. Well, the front stretch wall kind of like – comes into the racetrack and you kind of like swoosh out and come back in.
Yep.
Well, there's barrels there, and some guy got up and smoked that with the right rear and barrel flopped down the front straightaway for what seemed like an eternity and landed right on top of my car, ripped the carburetor off. It was a disaster. I was just glad he was okay, but I was right behind him and he landed on me. So that was a oh crap moment to start my career.
Yeah, I've never had one of those wrecks where you were hurt and get out of bed the next morning.
Not that really stick in my head. I don't really remember. I mean, I've been in plenty of incidents where I hit the wall myself, but none with really other cars.
All right. I got a question from Mason Aaron's Racing Videos. Hey, Tyler Peterson Racing, since you travel a lot like me, would you ever have room for one more body in your trip since you're close by? Oh, did I lose you? Are you there? Hold on. Okay, I think we lost him here for just a second, but we're going to get him right back on. Tyler, just hold on a minute here. That's the bad thing about these Zoom interviews. We'll get him back on here again at a Dirty Thursday brought to you by River City Speedway. We're still trying. So tell him to check his email for a new link. If you can hear me, Tyler, check the email for a new link. See if we can get him back on here again real quick. Sorry about this, you guys. Tyler Peterson, modified driver, the dude, he pretty much swept everybody at the Advantage RVs Mod Tour. Four in a row, this guy has won, and he is on a roll. I love saying roll and roll. Let's see if we can get him back on here. All right, this might just take a second. I don't know why we got cut off. We're getting there. Hello. All right. See that beautiful looking car in the background there? All right. Let's see here. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't noticed, got the original prototype Bullring Boys shirt on. Of course, the Bullring Boys, Chad Hoff and myself. And you know what? You can buy these shirts at Lori's Pit Stop Shirt Shop right at the River City Speedway. All of the proceeds go to help the Racer Fund. So we don't get any money for this thing. But the new ones look a little bit different than this. But check it out. We're starting to see more and more of them around here at River City Speedway for sure. And I've seen a few at Devil's Lake, too. So thank you, people, for buying them. And also, don't forget, too, the River City Speedway Fire and Rescue Crew T-shirts are also at Lori's Pit Stop Shirt Shop. A chance for you to help these guys out because they need a lot of equipment and things, too. So make sure you check that out next time you go to the world-famous legendary bull ring here. We're still trying to get Tyler Peterson back on. We lost our feed here on this Zoom interview. We'll see if we can get him on here. Tyler, make sure you check your email again for a new link if you can still hear me here. I'm thinking he can hear me. Well, this sucks. I didn't see that. Did we go past time or what happened? Our time limit is up. What the hell? All right, we're going to keep trying here. Hey, don't tune us out yet here, guys. We're trying to get Tyler Peterson back on the air. Having some difficulties here getting the feedback again. Again, check your email, Tyler, for a new link. Hopefully we'll get you back on here in a minute. Because I'm running out of crap to say. No, I do not. Well, tell you what, Tyler, if we can make this quick, why don't you just give me a call and we'll just do it on the phone. Our number is 701-213-0863. See if we can't get him on the phone anyway. Get all these people watching too. Sorry about this, you guys. Still got a couple of questions for them. Oh, we might have them. We might have them coming up here. Hey.
Hey, he's back.
Okay. I still don't have them. There you go. Hey, sorry about that. Are you there?
Do you not like me or something?
I'm glad you didn't hang up, man. Sorry about that. Apparently, they said we used too much time, so they shut us off. But anyway, now I can't even remember what the hell I just asked you.
Me either.
Okay, now who helps with the number one TPO? Because you can't do all this stuff on your own. I mean, you hear when you're in victory lane, who helps you out? But who really makes this team tick?
So I got my dad, a quick lift by TP Fabricating. He owns the car. Everything that we do goes through him. He makes the decisions. He's the smart one of all of us. I got my best friend, Zach, who's my tire guy. John Beebe with Knights of Columbus, Beebe Agency. He's out of Watertown. We met him through racing, and he comes racing with us all the time. It's just my chance to name all my sponsors.
I'm going to give you that chance here in a minute.
Okay, well, those are the three that come with, and my wife Sierra comes with, and she's our merchandise saleswoman.
Now, when you talk about your dad, I know your dad's got a long history of racing. Do you think he ever thinks about maybe jumping in a race car again?
Well, if we have a bad night, he'll tell you exactly what to do, and he acts like he could. So he'll say, give me the keys, but it doesn't seem to happen.
Now, is there ever a riff? I mean, a lot of guys have car owners. Not a lot of guys have their father as a car owner. When it comes to being at the racetrack, is it more like a business, or is it still more like a father-son deal? Or how do you take his constructive criticism? Do there ever any arguments or anything?
Oh, there's plenty of arguments, but we're there to win like everybody else. So when we're there, we take it pretty seriously. But, I mean, it's not worth losing our relationship over.
Sure. Like,
there's nothing that bad where we're going to fight about it. So we've only had one. It wasn't even a bad fight where I remember it was like the middle of last summer. I was like, I don't know why we do this. And then the next week he was back going with us every night.
Yeah. So,
I've only gone racing without him like one time in my life. So. If he wasn't doing it, I wouldn't even want to do it anymore. So it's definitely a pretty special thing we got going on.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, now I remember what we were talking about. Mason Aaron's Racing Videos says, hey, Tyler Peterson Racing, since you travel a lot like me, would you ever have room for one more body on your trip since you're close by?
Yes. If there's only three of us, which is Zach, me, and my dad, there's an extra seat for sure. But if there's four of us, then we got to sit three wide in the back seat of a truck, and that sucks.
Oh, yeah.
So then I would. No, but if there's ever three of us, absolutely.
All right. There you go, Mason. There's your answer. All right. Now, Tyler, here is the chance for you to thank your sponsors. Hopefully you got a list in front of you.
No, I know them all. So I got, we'll just start. I'm at work. All Fab, my boss, Adam. I've worked here for 10 years. Actually, I just hit my 10-year anniversary here at work. I've worked here since I was in high school. I went to college for 4 years, and then I came back, and now I'm here full time. Powder Coat Specialist, J&S Small Engine, Knights of Columbus BB Agency, Walmart Truck Center, Quick Lift by TB Fabricating, KRB Gravel, Fastlane Car Wash, Dave Kane Racing Shocks, Hanson Egg Service, Daily Construction, Kirby and Judy at the Pit Stop, they follow me everywhere, they've been on my car for 10 years now, Kane Designs, Heinrich Excavating, I think that's all of them.
All right. Now, you mentioned you travel a lot, and I know we had this conversation over this past winter, but how important is it for you to be able to work for somebody or a company that gives you kind of the freedom to be able to go out and do this stuff?
Oh, that's funny. My boss says, we have vacation time, but we don't use it. So I just write you a check for it. But he's just kidding. So, no, Adam's really good to me. He pretty much lets me go racing whenever I want, as long as work's getting done, which is understandable. He's got a business to run. So I try to get my stuff done and we can go on. Like we used to go to Arizona for a week and a half and I'll just take off and leave and just get everything situated at work. So we got a good group here. We've been doing it for 10 years and I still work here. So he's an awesome guy to work for.
Don't lose that job, man.
No, I'll try not to.
All right. I got one more question for you. I know you're a busy guy. You're in your office right now, but I tend to ask this to a lot of guys, and it's kind of weird asking you because you're still so young. If it was all to end right now, say Tyler Peterson just decides, I'm done, I'm going to raise my family, do whatever, how do you want to be remembered as a race car driver?
Oh, that's a tough question. Just, I don't know. I want to be known as like a nice guy. I could care less about what we accomplished, I guess. That's more of a me thing, what I got accomplished, but I just want everybody to, I'd want to be remembered as the showman. Like I like to run the high side. I don't like to run the bottom. So I guess to put it simply, I guess the guy that liked to put on a show. How about that?
Yeah. And that's a great answer. And you know what? There's not a lot of you guys that like to run up in that cushion, is there?
I guess there doesn't seem to be, but it's like, the best place ever. You just got to get comfortable up there. Actually, I had a guy in Fergus Falls a couple weeks ago asking how I run the top. And I'm not the best guy to run the top. I just like to run up there. He's like, how do you run the top? I'm like, you just got to commit. Because the second you lift off throttle, you get tight and then you hit the wall. So you just got to be confident when you run the top, I guess. Just watch Mark Dogmeyer. He knows how to do it.
Yeah, I would imagine when you're first starting to figure out that top, there's got to be a little pucker factor in there, isn't there?
Yeah, when you first start doing it, I remember I used to be the biggest bottom feeder on the planet. I would not get off the bottom. Like I'd wreck so many spindles hitting new tires. And that's what made me get off the bottom because I was sick of getting yelled at by my dad. Every week we'd be straightening spindles. So you kind of get hesitant entering the corner. Like you enter really slow and it's not really running the top. And then you start getting more comfortable with it and going in there pretty well wide open. So,
you know, I'm not sure about your family plans, kids or any of that kind of stuff. But if you start having boys or girls, is this something you would want your children to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want to. I think my wife would think differently. She loves the racing and stuff, but then she'll be following her. If I have a boy, she'll be following us around forever. And I know she wants a little girl. So if we have a girl, that'd be great. And then I can just keep racing myself.
Hey, there you go. Hey, we'll keep your fingers crossed, man.
Yeah.
I want to thank you very much, Tyler, for hanging out with us today. I'm looking forward to everybody here at River City Speedway. I know for a fact loves it when the A-Mods come to town and they love watching you racing, kind of where you got your start here. And again, thanks for spending the time with us and good luck this weekend. And we'll see you like in another week or so.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Love coming to Grand Forks. Brad Sang, if you're listening to this, we want to race there weekly, I promise you. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, thanks for having me. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much. There you go. Tyler Peterson, the driver of the 1TPO A-Mod driver. Man, that guy can drive the hell out of a race car. And I'm pretty sure Brad Sang is watching this show. There you go. Kick that idea around for you a little bit, all right? Want to give a big shout-out to Rumor Sports Bar and Casino for bringing you this Dirty Thursday like they do every Thursday. Rumor Sports Bar and Casino right across the hall here in the Grand Cities Mall. They've got all kinds of things going on. Maybe you're a sports freak like I am. Wall-to-wall TVs. They've got awesome lunch. They've got awesome dinner and specials for all of them. Also, home of the world-famous beer tower. And Rumors is looking to hire part-time servers and cooks. You can stop in, talk to BT or Jake or anybody there. They got a great crew. Just a great place to hang out. Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. Well, there you go. That's your Dirty Thursday brought to you by River City Speedway. We'll see you all tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. But don't forget about the best Forking Sports Arena show tonight with Monty, Bill, and the rest of the gang at 6:30. And if you've got any ideas for a show, maybe human interest, special interest, maybe you're in a musical group, reach out to us by email. We're local at gfbestsource.com. We're always up for more ideas here to bring you more people, great shows, all right? And most of all, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. Become a patron on Podbean. You could win some really cool stuff. Grand Forks, awesome place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again. You still there?
Yeah, I was just going to say bye.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it once again.